In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He was, is, and always shall be.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has dawned. These are the two essential messages or themes of this gospel, where it is placed in our liturgical year for us to consider and for us to look within ourselves as we begin this new year. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And a light has come into a region that was previously in darkness. We commemorate today the Sunday after Theophany, where among the names that we know the feast that we celebrated this past week is one that is called Ton Photon, or the Feast of Lights. Epiphany, Theophany, the Feast of Lights. Because just as light dawned into the world over 2,000 years ago when our Lord was born, light was manifested greatly at the feast of his baptism, or at the event of his baptism. Because as we know, the Spirit in the form of a dove descended upon him. And our Lord's God, the Father's words, when he said, this in Mark and in Matthew, you are my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. So this is, as we understand it now, the full manifestation or the full expression or revelation of Christ as the light of the world. Indeed, he himself said, I am the light of the world. And it is through him and it is by his light that we are invited to come out of the darkness. There's a story that I've read before that St. Ambrose in the 4th century told the emperor Theodosius at the time that he would not offer him the sacrament of the Eucharist. And of course, this is at the time not a saint, but a clergyman, Ambrose, to the emperor. And the emperor said, why do you not do this? I mean, even David, who was an adulterer and who murdered someone, was forgiven by God. And Ambrose responded to Theodosius and he said, you have imitated David in his sin. Now you need to imitate him in his repentance. In his repentance. And that is the other thing, repentance, which the word in Greek, metanoite, as you heard, or metanoia, means to change course. Is it connected to the feast of baptism? Yes, it is. And even then we hear that the River Jordan changed its course when our Lord entered into the waters of the Jordan when he was baptized, even the river. Now, this may seem kind of interesting to hear, but think of the last time you were near some river, especially one river that is a very deep and large river that flows very quickly, for it to literally stop and change course. That's what repentance is. That's how dramatic it is, actually. But that's how glorious it is when even one sinner, as we hear, repents. What is repentance? It's a change of course. It's a reorientation of our lives. It's a changed mind first. Then it's a changed heart. It's a changed direction. It's a changed service. And it's a changed life. This is a process. This isn't always instantaneous, even though sometimes it is. But it's a process. It's a lifelong journey for each and every one of us to repent. Because, as our Lord said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it's not just something that's out in the future or it's some theoretical concept. It's here and it's now for us. Because our Lord came, preached, taught, witnessed, suffered, was crucified, resurrected, and ascended into heaven. And as I said a few days ago, the thousands of years before Christ, the people of God lived in expectation of the coming of Christ. And we hear that time and time again from the prophets. And we heard again from a prophet today that was quoted, Isaiah, as he was speaking about it, looking toward the coming of Christ. And the prophecy was fulfilled in Christ, because indeed a great light came to the darkness of the world. It was not even a year ago when we had that winter event, I think they called it, here for us in Texas, which was quite an event because many of us were without power. We were without electricity. We were without light for several days. And it isn't until we're without it do we recognize how important it is for us to have these things in our life. It was but by fire sometimes I heard that people had light in their house at all to be able to light their candles. Or of course now we have these wonderful little lighters that we can do that. But we recognize how important light is in our life. We know this. And from this other, from the feast that we just celebrated, we recognize how important water is in our life. That is why we hear about it so many times in Scripture, about water and about light, because it's essential for us to live. It's essential for us to live. And we don't recognize that oftentimes until we're without it. It's the same thing spiritually for us. It's essential for us to live spiritually here and now. And most importantly, or most gloriously, in eternal life. Without the light. We can't do this without the light of Christ. We're reminded about this all the time. Do we hear it? Do we recognize, just as we recognize at times of crisis, when we need light and we need heat and we need warmth and we need comfort? Do we recognize it? We certainly do then. We should recognize this eternally, spiritually, that we need the light of Christ. We can choose to remain in the darkness if we want and be cold and not see, think that we know what's happening around us, but indeed we don't. Not even recognizing when there may be things that are dangerous to us because we are in the dark. We can choose to do that. We have a choice. And this is the message of the gospel. We celebrated his baptism this past week. We celebrated and we recognized in this event the manifestation of the Holy Trinity, the reality and the message that in Jesus Christ, this was the beloved Son of God the Father, and the Holy Spirit came upon him so that he brought the baptism of the Holy Spirit to us, which is what we need to sustain us, which is what we need to give us the strength to continue on. There is a lot of, as I say and remind each and every one of us, including myself all the time, there's a lot of noise around us. There's a lot of darkness around us in the world. There's a lot to distract us from what is important and essential in our lives, what we really need. Yet again, we have more cases of coronavirus coming up, and we have our concerns, it distracts us. It's a distraction for us. It is darkness. We need to keep focused on the light. We need to keep seeking the light. We need to go towards the light, because it is in the light of Christ that the comfort, the peace, the warmth, the vision, salvation is found. Repentance is a continual experience and expression for us, or it should be, as followers of Christ. It is not feeling sorry for our sins. It is not having remorse because we've been found out, or because even we recognize at one moment that we did something wrong. Because that's the negative aspect of it. It's a positive experience. Because when we recognize something and we turn from it, we're turning towards something. And in this case, we're turning towards the light of Christ. Because this is what heals us. This is what, He is what heals us. He is what saves us. He is what is who forgives us. He is who brings us into His kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen.